Being offended seems to make it all very much about ourselves, you know. It seems like a selfish way to dominate others. The bottom line being to assert our personal power. If someone makes you mad, the truth is you are making the choice to be mad. If someone makes you feel inadequate, you are allowing it. If someone makes you feel dumb, you doubt yourself. How is it we allow someone to be so powerful in our lives that they can, with only a few words that make us think that way about ourselves? No one can make you afraid but you. You're the one choosing. You're the one allowing yourself to be terrified. Here is a quote from David A. Bednar. He says, "Certainly, clumsy, embarrassing, unprincipled, and mean-spirited things do occur in our interactions with other people that would allow us to take offense. However, it ultimately is impossible for another person to offend you or to offend me. Indeed, believing that another person offended us is fundamentally false. To be offended is a choice we make. It is not a condition inflicted or imposed upon us by someone or something else. We, the church, tell people we are rock solid, but it just seems like we are so available to hold an offense. Why are we so available? I don't get it. Maybe rather than think so much about why so-and-so is so offensive, it would be better to consider that it is within ourselves that causes us to have such resentful displeasure towards that person. I was asked to do worship at a church once, and the pastor approached me saying,
"Please just keep it calm and even. Nothing over the top. We just don't want to offend anyone."
And so that was it. Someone, somewhere, might be offended. Well, what doesn't at least offend somebody? Someone, somewhere, is going to be offended about something, somehow, so there is no point in trying to be so spineless and colorless that no one is offended. A woman once told me that I breathed too loud and it really bothered her. She told me with all piousness that she would be happier if I'd stop. I thought to myself, does she mean she's offended if I breathe and she'd be happier if I stopped breathing? Why would she feel it was so important that I know this about her displeasure? Why did she just need to tell me? And that is another point. Why do we feel it is so, so important that we need to make sure the other person knows we are offended? Do we somehow think the person we have deemed offensive will suddenly say,
"Oh, you're right. I'm being very offensive and I need to stop"?
Really? Dick Cavett once wrote, "What is our obligation to those who are offended? What? To help them limit their suffering by avoiding all offense? With what advice? Most of the time, the person or persons we've taken offense with don't even know they have done anything which offended anyone." Mr. Cavett went on to say, "You could stay in the house, watch no TV, read nothing of any kind, including potentially upsetting snail mail or email, and you just might manage to slide through an offense-free day. No surly neighbors, no near misses by unpunished, demented sidewalk-riding cyclists, no cab driver letting other cabs in ahead of ours while distractedly nattering on his phone in some unknown language. Stay cocooned and you will risk no insults from rude waiters, no pain from gruff clerks no snarls from any employees of United Airlines. Listen, being hurt is actually easier than being right. To prove we're offended, we just have to dig up some moral indignation and then stomp off in a huff, justified and indignant. But to prove we're right, we actually have to make arguments and use logic and gather evidence. Why debate theology or politics if you can win your audience by making the other person look mean and cruel? And sometimes it seems it is easier to make your opponent look mean and cruel than it is to prove your point and stand your ground. And how has our culture of offense taught us to deal with offenses? When I asked a man this question, he said,
"We've learned to demand apologies and make snide, belittling remarks attacking the other person. Often we demand apologies just because we can. It's a way to shame those with whom we disagree. It forces the other person to admit failure or keep looking like a weasel while we figure a way to make them pay. Even the weakest offense taker can bully multitudes of intelligent men and women through the emotional manipulation that goes with offendedness."
Wow, that guy was spot on. If any of us carries an offense and we're like a cocked gun just waiting to go off, chances are the ease with which we're offended dates back many years to something totally unrelated to the present offense. Oh, Baba, what will we do? What will we do? We won't get far with Jesus until we allow him to seriously and consistently address our readiness to be offended.